Okay, don't freak out.
Step aside, Peter Parker.
My name is Miles Morales, and I'm Spider-Man.
Miles Morales is a half African-American, half Latino boy. Both his parents are alive, which, by the way, in comics is a very unique thing, and one of them is not a villain.
That's Brian Michael Bendis, one of the co-creators of the new Spider-Man. For a few years now, Miles Morales has existed in the Ultimate Marvel Universe, kind of a parallel world in the comics realm. This week, Marvel announced that Miles will be promoted into the mainstream Marvel Universe.
So it won't be Miles as Spider-Man with an asterisk. He is going to be Spider-Man, just Spider-Man. And we thought that that message was as important as anything we've ever done.
I asked Brian Bendis how this new biracial Spider-Man was born.
A few years ago, we were all at Marvel and we were sitting around a table talking about what we did right and what we did wrong and what we would do differently if given another chance. And one of the things we talked about was this idea that Spider-Man in particular, if you really look at his origin and his background, that there's a good chance that he would have been a child of color. And boy, wouldn't it have been nice to be more diverse in our representation of these characters in a more modern time.
You know, it really feels like comic books right now have become so much more diverse recently. I mean, the female Thor, there's a Muslim teenage girl as Miss Marvel. We have Miles as Spider-Man. And I got to tell you, I'm grateful for this, you know, for my kids growing up in a world like this. I'm wondering, what does it feel like to be part of this vanguard?
Well, you know, part of my personal journey through all of this is I have four children, two of which are adopted, one of which is African and one of which is African American. You realize from a first seat that your kids do not have the same representation and things available to them that I did as a white little man. And you kind of just realize, even through just osmosis, it's not like I stood up and said, I'm going to be more diverse in my writing. You just become more diverse because you realize that things are needed. And it, you know, going back to the old Spider-Man mythos of with great power comes great responsibility. If I've got this stage right now at Marvel, then it's kind of my responsibility to create work that represents what I think the world should be like.
Now, I know you're on the comic book side, but I got to ask you about the movie side, because while things are great, all the stuff we talked about in the comic book world, on the big screen, you know, the Avengers are pretty white, the new Batman, Superman, white, and it looks like the new Spider-Man is also going to be still white. Do you feel like Hollywood's lagging behind?
I help consult on the movies. I'm part of something called the Marvel Creative Committee that reads all the drafts and sees all the cuts of the movies. And, you know, the changes we're making in the comics, you know, some of them, some of these comics are 50 years old or older. And so, whereas the Marvel Cinematic Universe has only been around since 2006. So even with that, there is a lot of representation going on in the form of, they've already announced the Black Panther movie and the Captain Marvel movie, which is a female-led superhero movie that's coming. So there is a lot of representation going on in those movies right now, and I just think it's the beginning of what's to come.
Brian Michael Bendis is a writer for Marvel and the co-creator of the Spider-Man, Miles Morales. Brian, pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.